So you sent this piece from a Boston real estate blog our way, and oh, it's called Back Bay Condo Owner Who Found True Love. And on the surface, it sounds kind of sweet, like a nice little love story, but there's just something about the way it's written, you know. It feels less like a blog post and more like almost like a fable or something, like it's trying to teach us something.
Oh, absolutely. I see exactly what you mean. There's this very deliberate emphasis on the location right from the get-go. Back Bay Condo, this, Newbury Street, that. It's more than just setting the scene. It's like the author wants to draw this direct connection between the characters' lives and this image of Back Bay, affluence, that picture-perfect Boston life.
Like, we're supposed to understand that this story couldn't happen just anywhere. It has to be Back Bay.
Exactly.
And right away, they introduce us to this Back Bay condo owner living what seems like, well, a pretty charmed life, right?
Right.
He meets this woman, they fall in love, get married. It's all very fairy tale, very happily ever after so far. But then, just as we're settling into this whole romantic story,
Just as you think you know where it's going.
exactly, the wife develops this skin disease. It affects her appearance, and suddenly there's this note of tragedy, you know? Like, life isn't perfect after all, even in a Back Bay condo.
Yeah, and it's interesting, right? Because that's when the story takes this, well, this really interesting turn.
Because the husband, coming back from some condo showing, I think it was, gets into this accident.
Right.
And it just so happens to damage his eyesight.
Conveniently timed, you might say.
Totally. Like, right when his wife is dealing with her own changes in appearance.
And it's not just the timing, right? It's the nature of this accident and then his decision to pretend to be blind. That's what really raises the first red flag for me.
Oh, totally. Because it's presented as this big romantic gesture, right? This guy sacrificing his sight to spare his wife's feelings.
Yeah, selfless love, that's what the author wants us to believe.
But come on.
But it also makes you think, doesn't it, about honesty in a relationship. I mean, he's basically creating a reality for her, one where she has no idea what's really going on, how he actually sees her.
That's such a good point. And it makes you wonder about the power dynamic there too, right? I
Absolutely.
mean, she's living in this world of his creation, completely reliant on him, and he's what, just going to keep up this charade forever?
It's pretty unsettling when you think about it like that. What does that say about their relationship? About how they communicate? About the secrets we keep from the people we're supposed to be closest to?
That's a lot to unpack, that's for sure. Like, we're supposed to think this is a love story, but there's this definite undercurrent of, I don't know, manipulation, mistrust. It's hard to ignore. It makes you wonder, what if he'd just been honest with her?
Right from the start.
Would their love have been strong enough to handle it? Or did he think this deception was the only way to be happy?
It's a question that goes right to the heart of their relationship, doesn't it? And the story, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but it leaves it totally unanswered.
And just when you think, you know, it can't get any weirder.
Yeah.
It does.
Of course it does.
The wife, she dies in an accident at home.
A fall, right? Down the stairs. That's how they describe
And it's like, you'd think this would be the moment, right? This
it.
moment of grief where everything comes out, where you'd finally, you know,
The truth comes out.
yeah, the truth. But that's not what happens at all.
No, not at all. Instead, it's like the charade just gets deeper, you
Oh,
know?
absolutely. Because a neighbor, and of course,
A Back Bay condo neighbor, naturally.
naturally, asks, you know, how he'll manage on his own now that he's, you know, supposedly still blind.
Right, because everyone still thinks.
Everyone thinks he's blind. And that's when he drops the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I am not blind, he says, just like that.
Just like that.
I was just pretending to be blind. Can you believe that?
It's quite a reveal, to say the least.
Unbelievable. He waits until his wife is dead after all this time to come clean.
It makes you question his motives, right?
Totally. It's like, is he actually grieving, or is he more concerned with, I don't know, keeping up appearances, protecting his image as this like devoted husband?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? The story tries to play it off as this, romantic confession, this final act of love for his wife. But the
The
timing,
timing is
it
insane.
just doesn't add up, does it? It makes you wonder if it was ever really about her or if there was this element of, well,
Self-preservation.
yeah, maybe even subconsciously, Like he's looking for validation, even admiration for his sacrifice, even though she's gone.
It's like he wants a medal for it. For all those years of pretending. I don't know, it just all feels a little.
Disingenuous.
And it gets you thinking about secrets, you know? Like, in a relationship, can it ever be okay to keep something that big from your partner, even if you think you're doing it for their own good?
It's a question that, well, it goes beyond this story, doesn't it? It's this really human dilemma, this tension between wanting to protect the people we love,
yeah,
and respecting their right to make their own choices, even if those choices might hurt.
That's so true. And in this case, it's like he took that choice away from her completely. It's like he's trying to control the narrative, even now, even after she's gone.
Right. It's like he needs to have the last word, you know, define their love story on his terms.
Exactly. And it's, well, it's heartbreaking, honestly.
It really is. But it's also, I don't know, kind of manipulative. Like, it denies her agency, even in death.
That's a good way to put it. And it brings us back to Back Bay, doesn't it?
It always seems to come back to Back Bay, yeah.
Because this isn't just about a marriage or even a secret, right? It's about how those things play out in a specific place, in a specific community.
Absolutely. It's like the story is holding up a mirror to Back Bay with all its elegance and, you know, those perfect brownstones.
Right, right. And it's asking us, like, what do we really know about the people who live there? What goes on behind those closed doors?
Because on the surface, everything looks perfect, right? But this story, it suggests that maybe those perfect lives aren't so perfect after all.
And it makes you wonder if the setting itself, Back Bay, you know, with all its social pressures.
Oh, absolutely.
If that didn't play a role in his decision to keep up this charade for so long.
Think about it, right? If the truth had come out while his wife was still alive, the gossip, the judgment, especially in a place like Back Bay.
Or everyone knows everyone.
Exactly. It could have been devastating socially for both of them.
So he was protecting their image, their standing in the community.
It's possible, isn't it? And what about the neighbors, right? Back Bay condo neighbors, the story keeps mentioning.
Right. They were in on it too, in a way.
They thought they knew this couple, knew this man, believed he was blind.
They probably saw his devotion, you know, thought he was this amazing husband.
Right. Taking care of his wife, never letting on.
And now what? The truth comes out, and how does that change everything? Do they judge him? Pity him?
Do they question their own judgment? It makes you wonder.
It really does. And what about the bigger picture? Does this story say something about Back Bay itself? About those perfect facades we all put up?
Maybe it's a reminder that things aren't always what they seem, right? That everyone's fighting their own battles, even in the most idyllic looking places.
So we started with a real estate blog post.
A love story, or so we thought.
And we ended up somewhere else entirely, didn't we? Talking about secrets and facades and the things we do for love.
And the lies we tell ourselves, maybe.
It just goes to show, you never know what you're going to find when you start digging beneath the surface.
And sometimes the most interesting stories are the ones that are hidden in plain sight.